And Haifa prices are cheaper. Oh. It's Tuesday night, Beis Av, the anniversary of my coming to Sarotskin. I landed at the airport on Aleph Av, and by the time I got to 43 Sarotskin, it was Beis Av. So you can wish me a happy anniversary. I'm in Eretz Yisrael now 9 years. Still don't know a word of Hebrew. 9 years, Beis Av. You're all invited to the annual anniversary party we make. We make it Shabbos Nachman. We make it after Tisha B'Av. We celebrate after Tisha B'Av. Usually, yeah. 9 years, wow. I know people, most people I know are married less than that. Okay, Siman Nun Gimel. And we're up to Siv Dalid. What constitutes a proper Shliach Tzibur? Now, many of the dinim of the Shliach Tzibur, we surely give a hakdama. A lot of the dinim of the qualification of the Shliach Tzibur, the basis for the dinim of the qualifications of a Shliach Tzibur is in Gemara Tainis, and it has to do with leading the Tzibur for a Tainis. And there's an extrapolation from that to Yomim Noiroim. And that's where you'll find many of the qualifications also. Now, here we're learning about every day. Many of the qualifications are the same. In other words, the Rishonim and the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch really extrapolated from leading the Tzibur in a Tainis, which is where the qualifications are stated, to really every day being a Shliach Tzibur, with a few minor differences. So that's leading the Tzibur is a... You know, that's how they learned. The Gemara is lav dafka on a Tainis. It's just on a Tainis. I guess it was either more important or you had to be more makpid. You'll have like when you don't have to be makpid on the qualifications here, and the Mishnah Berurah will say, but on a Tainis and on Yom Ha'iron, you should be more makpid. Okay, so that's one point. Another point is it's not very clear. I mean, L'chayr in the Shulchan Aruch's times already, the Shliach Tzibur was not Moitzi, people which Shemona Esrei. I mean, most people daven themselves. All people. In the time of the Shulchan Aruch, people daven themselves already. And still it says all of the qualifications. But yet, when you learn the qualifications, like, it's not so clear, and it's really a question, like, why is he a Shliach Tzibur? In what way is the Shliach Tzibur really a Shliach Tzibur? He's not Moitzi us in anything. He says Baruch Hu, we answer Baruch Hu, we answer Kedusha, but he's not a Shliach of the Tzibur, really, not anymore. He's not Motzi anybody in anything. It's like, who cares? Why should we be so makpid? So the Aruch HaShulchan really says that's why we're not so makpid. But Kedarko Shel Aruch HaShulchan, he really says it just as an explanation why we're not makpid. So his malamets, you know, he says beyond my kadmoinim, there was a shatz kavur in the achol. Even by the yekis, they still have it, like a cantor. You know, they have it's a job in the shul. Shabbos is the yomtiv. That's the best way. He knew how to daven. He didn't plachka the words. He didn't rush. He knew, you know, chitochaisius. He knew ivra. He knew diktuk. They had a guy that knew it, and then you pick someone with all the qualifications that we'll be learning about. In the Yemos HaChol, there's certainly no Shatz Kavua. Everybody goes in Davins. He says, and a guy is an Ovel. For 12 months, you have to suffer with the guy. A Yoritzite, even an Amoritz, goes over. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know Pirush Hamilus. You know the old joke, you know, you're a Yosef, not a Chazan. He says, Ein biyodeinu limchos. And he says, but you have to realize we don't really need a Shliach Tzibur. He's not really doing anything for us. So you can really ignore him. So he's not really doing anything for us because he's not being motziyot. Everybody's davening on their own. So that's how the Aruch HaShulchan puts it. Now we'll learn the halachas so that, the Aruch HaShulchan is just being melamed tzchus. It's not... The Shulchan Aruch is also going when he wasn't being motzi anyone. Okay, shliach tzibur. So how is he a shliach tzibur? Taka, what's the? How do you understand? How is he a shliach tzibur? Why is it so important, Taka? That he, because he is. It's kovet tzibur. I look at the thing more as kovet tzibur than anything else. Maybe, maybe when he was being motzi, he was our shliach to the Eibishter. So, you know, who do you? Maybe it's only, who do you want your representative to be? Even if he's not being motzi anyone, but he's certainly he's the conductor. He's leading the davening. That's something, I guess. So it's not kavod tzibur, or maybe it's you're making light of davening if you don't pick like a shtukel choshev appropriate person to do that. You just pick any Joe Schmo to do it, and he can't pronounce the words. It's showing you're not machshav what he's doing. What is he doing? He's at least, I guess, leading the tzibur. He's not being motzi the tzibur. He's leading them. They're standing in front of Hashem, and he's their leader. He's the tour guide, at the very least, right? He's orchestrating how they should daven, the speed, where they should stop, where they should go. So I guess that's something also, and you can't make light of it. So tzibur sorach shiyeh hogun. He has to be appropriate. He has to be fitting. Bezeu hogun. Now we get into quite a definition. Pretty sheherekon me averos. Basically, you know, he's a good guy. That's what it means. You know, he tries his best. He's okay. He seems to be okay. The shelo yotzal of shemrab vilu bialduso as a balavera means as a rosha. The shehi onov, especially after he learns the sif, right? Umrutzalaom, which is pretty impossible. The Yeshlo Ne'ima, the Kolo Orev, that's last on the list, he has to have a good voice. Viroga Likros Torah, oh, I'm sorry, it's not last on the list, no, it's next to the list. Viroga Likros Torah Ne'im Uksuvim. He's familiar with Psukim, he's familiar, he doesn't stop at the wrong word. He has Chita Chaisis. He didn't fail Kriya. Yeah. Let's go on to Sifhei. Let's read the Sifhei. In main modes in Mishia, Bokalamita Sahelu. You know, once you say, Noki Meaveros, Reikon Meaveros, you pretty much knocked out everyone. Yifru Hatov Shebet Sibur, the Chochmo of Maisim Toivim. You do the best you can. Why do we let kids daven? Because we're a young Israel school. Young Israel school, we let kids daven.
Kids are better than adults.
Yeah, but they can't read the words properly, most of them. No chita chaisis. It's the most inappropriate. You want to know what I hold? That's the most not kavod tzibur. To have a kid go up there and he can't say the words properly. Not kavod tzibur. The hakpodas here are kavod tzibur. It's not kavod tzibur. Either kids should practice davening. You know, the shul is not Ted Mack amateur hour. We're not here so people can practice their skills. They want to practice their skills, let them practice their skills at home. That reminds me, we're instituting a new thing that the bar mitzvah boys are going to lane Shabbos by Mincha. This was my idea, and I hope it's a very good one. Because a lot of them lane very well. And I don't want their skill to dissipate. So we're starting a new system that Shabbos by Mincha, we're encouraging the boys that were bar mitzvah and lained well, that they should lane Shabbos by Mincha. They have to be tested by Ari Gruen, and he's going to make sure that they continue to be chaytech the oisius clearly and well. But you see, I'm not such a bad guy who's grabbing my idea. Hagah, the moyakana ma'oret zokein. But he has a good voice. V'kolo noim v'om chafetzim bo. Uven yud gimul shono hamevin masha omer ben kolo noim. Hakotan hu kodin. Yeah, that's a practical halacha. Like the om chafetzim bo. Yeah, sure, right. I could just see it. I don't know what shul that there were more davening. Misha over avera b'shogeg. Okay, Mishaar Gavir, Mishaar Gavir, Mishaar Gavir, Mishaar Gavir, Mishaar Gavir, Mishaar Gavir, the Chazar B'Tshuva, Mutar Leo Shliach Tzibur. This has to do really with the Shliach Tzibur being similar to Kohen. In some places, in some Svarim, the Shliach Tzibur is compared to a Kohen, because he's a Shliach of the people in front of Hashem, and he's sort of like a Kohen. And by a Kohen, there's a Super Hakpodo, with, especially with Shvichas Domim. Uncle Bonham, if he did a Peshogig and he did Tshuva, Mutar Leo Shliach Tzibur. Aber der Mosel bemeizet lo, it's mashma even with tshuva. And you come gom yotza lo, shemer akoydem at tshuva. Okay, we're not going to spend so much time on this because we're soymach and orach ha-shulchan for everything. But some things are on Igeya, and it's good to have a picture of the way things are supposed to be. Actually, I wanted to make a rule that the kids cannot daven Shabbos. Shabbos Chutzpah. It's not nice. It's not Kabbalah Tzibur. Not even Friday Mincha, not even Motzei Shabbos Meir.
Just because
they are. Yeah, it's not Kabbalah Tzibur that a kid should represent. The Shliach Tzibur, you look how chashuv it is. It's not Kabbalah Tzibur. If you have to take a delegation to the president to present them with a birthday kit, so 14-year-old is going to represent everyone and say, "Hey, Mr. President, I'd like..."
No correlation.
First of all, an animal in its first year is basically fully grown. It's a full-fledged animal. Animals are much better than people. You know, they hit the ground running. Within one day, they can fend for themselves. 2 days, 3 days, a week, I don't know, it's looking. But not 26 years. I have a kid that just turned 29. He's still at home. He's still suckling at the... Sarach Shiyah, the Tzuv. That sometimes you have a voice and Hashem is repelled by it. From Chazal, it's talking about a Shliach Tzibur she'enu hogun. That's from a rich mod begodel gnus hamamanim Shliach Tzibur she'enu hogun. Kimonim al yedei zeh tov mi Yisrael. So again, it's hard to know if it's talking about our Shliach Tziburs. L'chairi, yes. But on the other hand, I don't know, but again, he's still the representative of the Tzibur. He's still leading the Tzibur. Leading the Tzibur. He's still like the choir leader. He's still leading. He's there. Hogun. The Roy Shiyu Bigdi Ashat Saruchim. He should be dressed properly. That's what it means to us. The Kodesh the Beis HaKnesses Rishon V'Yetzei Achron. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Oh, thanks a lot. Isn't there a Yiddish expression? I'm trying to remember from my grandmother. Like, chazonim were always considered to be fools. Anybody know some Yiddish expression? Chazon is a nar or something. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is coming off Fuke. What does that mean? It means you're choosing someone to represent you in front of Hashem. It shouldn't be a blabbering idiot that doesn't know how to talk and doesn't know how to present himself. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. If he doesn't know how to, if you wouldn't want him presenting you in the shuk because he's a tipesh v'socho and he can't talk the iske hakohol, if he couldn't represent you, if you want to see the mayor and talk to the mayor about something that you need, and you wouldn't pick him because he doesn't express himself well. Okay, if it's a language problem, of course it doesn't matter. But it means he's for socho. He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know how to present. So then, what are you making him a shliach tzibur for? It's the same thing. So of course, the mishmur doesn't mean he's not eloquent, but in davening he is eloquent. So that's called he's eloquent. It means knowing pirush hamilas, knowing. Not singing, supposed to know what the words mean. There's a song, 10 years ago I told my children, we were in the car, they reminded me. that someday there's going to be a song, Miyachir Miyamur, like a rock song. And it came true. Mordechai Ben David sings it on his last record. That's what they told me. Miyachir Miyamur. Toiv Lahadar Achashav Sadik Ben Sadik. I beg the Chazanim of Yom and Meiroim. You know, they sing a lot. Alright. I have no problem with that. Very boring, the davening of Meiroim. It's boring. The main davening is Sukkot Zimra should take a very long time, Yom and Meiroim. Because Kriya Shema should take a long time, Yom and Meiroim. And Shemona Esrei should take a long time, Yom and Meiroim. What the Shliach Tzibur does, Yom and Meiroim, nobody, it's very shvach. I mean, it's if you, okay, it's shvachim of the Eibishto, you know, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, but that's not the, that's not where it's at. So I'm explaining why I sing Gesund Tehid, I don't care. I'm explaining why I don't mind if they sing, even though I was brought up in a very, much more somber atmosphere, you know, later on, with barely any singing. Okay, I understand the singing. It's boring about me. And I have no problem with the Shliach Tzibur singing Chazor HaShad, you know, the Pizmoinim of Hashem Melech and then Melech Elyon. And I have no problem with that because nobody knows what the words mean anyway. They might as well sing. But at least sing, I beg the Chazonim, at least sing appropriate tunes. They should be somewhat somber. Or maybe, you know, figure out a tune that fits the idea of what you're saying. It shouldn't, like, you know, so Shaykhis, just Tiskabel, that's all. Just by Tiskabel, it's in the I'm losing my mind. What's the name of this? Mat Ephraim. Mat Ephraim says not to sing Tiskabel, he says because of Kavana reasons. It's a very powerful tefillah, and the Chazan should concentrate on the words, and there should be no singing. That's just by the line of the Skabel. And the Mat Ephraim says it, you should listen to it. Tov Lahadir Achashat Sadik Ben Sadik. But they should sing Kabbalah Shabbos every Friday night. That's Shabbos! They should make every Friday night. Should be a Kalbach Kabbalah Shabbos. That's a Nusach. That's what makes you feel Shabbos is coming in. You know I'm partial to that. I would do it every Friday night. So I was trying to find another place to daven, that's all. But that, the godless of Kalbach is that the tunes always fit the words. Always. That was his godless. Then Mordechai Ben David came along and Papachka the whole Indian. No shaykhis. Kalbach's godless is that the words fit. That's what Hasidic, you know, they have Hasidic song festivals. So that doesn't mean anything, but Hasidic means that the Iker is the tune, and you repeat words again and again, like a mantra, it's called. What a mantra, how do you pronounce the word? And you get into the word, and the tune fits the words. That's why Kalbach Nigunim are always very, very simple. And they're totally repetitive. It's two parts to the niggin, a low part and a high part, and you're repeating, and then you go la, and then you go na 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 without the words. That's Hasidic style niggin. That's Hasidic niggin. That was the last of the menagnim. I mean, not the last, you know. Tov lahadar acharshatz Chaim David's good also. But he has, you know, he has his own style, which, you know, I happen to like, you know, because I'm partial to Bob Dylan. But tell him to Bob Dylan. That's Chaim David is. It's Kalbach and Dylan. That's what it is. So good. I happen to like it, but it's not Kalbach. It's his own style. That's why you can't sit around a table singing a Chaim David singing. It's very hard. It's very hard. Because it's not really a tune. It's like, I don't know, it's hard for me. I don't know. I don't have such a good voice. So. It's hard. Because it's like, you know, it's like a chant and a tune and a. Like Dylan. Tov lahadur achashat sadik ben sadik. Kein Adoyim Tfilo Sadik Ben Tadik L'Tfilo Sadik Ben Rosha. Where does it say that, Yirmi? Rashi, where? This is a Rashi in Chumash. Go home and ask your kid. What? Close. You're getting warm. Rivka and Yitzchak. By Yosef, lo Hashem. Lo, the lo, lo. And Adom, it's a effect of Yeruchim. So, effect of Yeruchim, isn't a Tzadik Ben Rosh on Ohio Madrigan and a Tzadik Ben Tzadik? Go, you know, you have Rabbi Yeruchim at home?
No.
Okay. Get hold of Rabbi Yeruchim and look up what he answers. Umashakosu Varosh, Shain Mailos Hashat. What? Why am I in such a good mood? It's the 9 days. It's the Eight Sahara. Umashakosu. I think Sharon was very lucky. I said to someone now. The whole time I couldn't care, he should drop dead. Now I'm praying for his health because I want him to die on Yud Ov. He's sinking, you know, he took a turn for the worse, you know. Yeah, he's rushed to ICU, he's going down. So I'm praying, I want him to die on Yud Ov so much. Yud Ov is when he made it not good, the day of the Tisha B'Av. So I'm praying, for the first time, I'm praying for his health. I want him to hang in there till Yud Ov, so that it should be Nikar, the Omesh. If he dies on the anniversary, it'll be beautiful. Hamish, it'll be Nikar Lane call. So I'm praying he should stay healthy till Yud Ov. Not healthy, he should stay alive. Yud Ov, he didn't know. It was the day of the Tisha B'Av. When did it start?
That was the official date.
Yud Aleph.
That was the official date that was supposed to start.
So that's good enough. The official date's good enough. So you should hang in there. Everybody, we should make a Mishabeka. Yeah, but don't make a Mishabeka. It's stay alive another few days. Mashakos of Arush, Shain Milos Hashatz, Tolui B'Yichos Mishpocha. And that which the Rosh writes, that we don't look at Yichos Mishpocha. Tafilumim Mishpocha B'Zuyu B'Tzadik, Tol L'Karev Miz. Tafilumim Mishpocha B'Zuyu B'Tzadik, but he's a good guy. Tol L'Karev Mizera Rechokim. Okay. So you say, what's the chiddush in that? Again, because he's. Why do you think a mum is puzzled by a kohen? You think the idea isn't that a kohen has to be a perfect human being. The idea is that the kohen is representing Bnei Yisrael. And if it's not appropriate for a kohen to have a mum. It's pasnis. It shows him the zalzul and what he's doing. So that's the habamina, I guess, for a shliach tzibur too. Nor chiddush is the adrabo leiv nishbor v'nitke l'kim lo sivze. That a bal mum usually is a humble person. He feels leiv nishbor v'nitke. He doesn't put on airs. He feels like humbled in front of the Eibishter. So that's Mila outweighs the fact that he has a mum. Because he has usually the right attitude. The Yesh Machmir was Elechatchila. Hecha de'ika roi v'hogan kayot zibo. Better if he's not a bal mum. It's talking better. So again, what is a mum shaykhis to Shliach Tzibur? Because what's a mum shaykhis to a kohen? What's the problem? There it is what I said. It's not pass. It doesn't pass for the tzibur to be represented by a bal mum. It's not nice. It's not kavod tzibur. It shows a zulzul in what's going on. Okay, reikon me averos. However, lashvu I'm based on reikon. Balu bishadayim lo idu olu mikomach mi yeshlochos v'koyo lo yishad bezden al kocha. V'afilum lo yobo rak al shvu az bito idu lahaboa. Because of the doesn't just mean the appointed shliach tzibur, but it means even to go up for the yomud just once in a while. Because of the people God and then adapt shlo was a tshuva. Okay, shlo yotz adapt kol manos alachatchila, avol avira to fire him ulasalko achar shuruch shatz ein lonu. You should not do that. Kivan shalom nishma olav atam u'uma. We're talking about Shem Rabbi Alduso. You don't fire him for that. Miyukshi yotra olav ato Shem Rab, who called it loy posik. Afilu yochid moicha olav. Even one person can insist that he be fired if now there's a Shem Rab on him. Ma'il kamo basif chafeba bi ralocha ma shiksam lo bazeh. Va'afilu nizbar ba'edim shechoto imosa tshuva. Va'afilu nizbar ba'edim shechoto kamo. Okay, we'll stop here. Well, I'll figure out what to do. Maybe we'll skip. Maybe we'll skip a lot.